This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Higher education in this economy is not without its challenges. There's the pandemic, of course, most immediately. There's unequal access, how straight up expensive it can be, and now decreasing demand. A study from McKinsey says the number of high school graduates in the United States is expected to peak in the next several years, and so there's a move to expand the kinds of education being offered and to whom. From GBH in Boston, Kirk Carapeza reports.
Just as COVID-19 hit the region in March, Claudia Cabrera was accepted into a new certificate program at Stonehill College, a four-year liberal arts school south of Boston.
I had my GED for about a year, and I didn't really know where I wanted to go with my career, my education. I felt like I wasn't going to be able to go back to school because I was a young mom.
The 24-year-old mother of twins was also homeless. Living in a shelter with 20 other families, she was exposed to someone with COVID-19. She says although she didn't get sick,
I just needed to get out of there.
Stuck in the shelter, Cabrera saw Stonehill's certificate program as an opportunity to earn a living wage as a technician.
I'm a hands-on type of learner. I don't really understand until I do it for myself.
Between 2019 and 2037, the number of new high school graduates in New England is expected to shrink by nearly 13%. And that spells problems for small colleges like Stonehill and for the region's high-skills economy. Massachusetts alone is facing a major shortage of technicians. A handful of liberal arts schools have invested in career and technical certificate programs that cost students less and last just a few semesters.
These institutions are needing to enroll as many learners as they possibly can.
Shailen Jotishi is a senior policy analyst at the think tank New America. He recommends all kinds of colleges adopt short-term, non-degree programs as the traditional college-going demographic shrinks.
In order to stay afloat and hopefully expand, private liberal arts colleges will need to come up with new sorts of offerings that respond to the market demands.
Jotishi points to research that finds since March, Americans are increasingly interested in non-degree certificate opportunities.
Offering more short-term affordable programs will make you more attractive to a broader range of learners, whether they're traditional college age or adult learners.
Stonehill now offers certificates that cost about $10,000, compared to the full cost of attendance that can run north of $65,000 a year.
I think it provides access to a different type of student that Stonehill has not catered to.
That's Melissa Ratliff, the new dean of graduate admissions at Stonehill. She says the college traditionally serves recent high school grads who live in dorms. So she says administrators were surprised by some of the older students' needs.
We had some students that didn't have access to Wi-Fi. They didn't have access to a reliable laptop.
Stonehill secured funding from professional societies to loan students laptops and offset tuition. The college also helped Claudia Cabrera find an apartment that she could afford so she could leave the shelter.
Can you please pick that up off the floor? You guys want to start cleaning and making lunch?
Inside her new apartment, Cabrera negotiates with her twins.
Mommy, I got spirit.
After falling behind last semester, she says she's all caught up on her coursework now.
I think I want to work for like people who make robots and stuff like that. With technology being such a big thing in the world right now, especially during COVID.
Cabrera expects to complete her advanced manufacturing courses later this year before entering the workforce. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.